Director of the Heber Valley Chamber Bureau, Ryan Starks, told KPCW they are hopeful their longtime efforts to build the bypass road will be put on a fast track now that they have Utah Governor Gary Herbert's endorsement. He says the governor agrees that the economic revitalization efforts should include mitigating vehicle traffic on Heber's Main Street. Stark says the amount of traffic on Main Street is at a breaking point and that people don't want to come and shop, dine, walk, or bike in the area because it is so uninviting.
UDOT has indicated that the breaking point for Main Street right now is 26,500 vehicle trips, and that currently, according to the most recent data, we have 33,000 vehicle trips per day. So we're in excess of just about 7,000 cars. Of the 33,000 vehicle trips per day, 600 of those trips are trucks and tankers.
Starks led the effort to create a 10-point economic development plan for the Heber Valley, which he says Governor Herbert delivered to the White House.
So one of those points was improve Main Street Highway 40, make it more walkable, support the bypass, and make sure that we can plan for the future. Now, to the credit of the county and the cities, they've been working on this for the past number of years and have been trying to raise money to build a bypass along the Western Corridor.
Stark says they hope to exchange the jurisdiction of a six-mile stretch of U.S. 40 for a new bypass road that would circle around the west side of Heber City.
Right off of Highway 40, as you're approaching Heber City, there's an area just past the UVU campus where it's designated to kind of veer out to the west. So if you're traveling south, it would be a western loop that would then connect over to Highway 189, just west of Southfield Ballpark.
U.S. Highway 40 falls under the jurisdiction of the Utah Department of Transportation. UDOT Public Information Officer John Gleason says the project is not on any of the future project lists, which go out about 4 years. He doesn't know if it is part of any specific long-range plan.
There's a prioritization process, and as we look at all of the projects that are needed across the state, and we basically prioritize those projects to see what the need is, which ones need to be addressed, is the funding available, and where something like this would fall, I don't have the answer for that. It's something that everyone would like to see happen.
Michael Maurer is the governor's deputy chief of staff. He says everybody is united in the ultimate goal, but the challenge is funding and timing.
Well, economic vitality and safety. You have a lot of trucks and a lot of traffic going through Heber City. That's only going to increase as the population of the state and of that region increases. And so the goal is to make it as safe as possible, bring economic and continued economic vitality to downtown Heber City, provide a safe alternative route of transportation for trucks and other transportation.
Maurer says prioritizing the Heber Bypass project will be decided by the governor-appointed Transportation Commission. Stark says he was told a new bypass road would take about 7,000 vehicles per day off of Heber's Main Street. The city and county has been working with private landowners to acquire the rights of way for a new bypass road. They've accumulated funds through driver's license renewals and vehicle registration fees to help pay for a new road. He says he hopes they will be able to tap into state transportation funding and federal highway funding to get the project underway soon. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.